Hey, Rudy Rodriguez here, your host of the podcast. And on today's episode, I'm actually going to be bringing you a series based off of a recent virtual mastermind that I hosted for 18 event leaders, all with extensive experience, decade plus a piece. I mean, probably had over 200 years of event experience in the room. And the focus of this virtual mastermind was to have these experts, these event leaders, share what's working for them right now when it comes to filling their live events, what's converting, what they've tested, and what they're learning the hard way. Of this group of 18, I selected a handful of them to share for about 8 minutes, roughly. And these are people who are doing events right now, who've recently done events or planning events to share their very best. So stay tuned to this series. So it's going to be multiple episodes, and I'm going to be bringing you the very best from this recent rendition of our high profit event virtual mastermind.
Here's a quick trailer for you. Be sure to stick around and catch the full episode.
If you don't know what you're doing, just go the opposite of most people. You're going to be a success. And what I really loved about that is when you create a unique experience, you actually create the sandbox that people remember, and then your reputation precedes you. I always say, I just want to play with people I love, and let's work on ideas that can make an impact in the world. If you got stuck in an elevator with them for 3 hours, you'd be like, that's an amazing person. We secured a spot for you to post your art there, and it's going to be for sale there. And the overwhelming amount of just goodwill, because it wasn't fake. It wasn't like, here, let's give you the same sort of gift that we're going to give everyone. I also love, like, how do we force people to talk about you in a very organic way? This visualization of having a bottle wash up on shore, and the bottle had inside of it a message for you about your greatest work and your greatest purpose.
Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button.
Okay, on our next episode in this series, I've titled How I Fill My Live Events, we have Mr. Yannick Silver. Yannick has been running transformational events for high-level entrepreneurs for over 2 decades, and prior to that has over a decade as a master copywriter and marketer. He's written for the likes of Dan Kennedy, and he's the founder of one of the most respected entrepreneurial communities in the world. What I love about Yannick's perspective, he doesn't treat events like transactions. He really treats them, as he says, like artifacts in his interview. Inside the segment, he's going to share why going against the grain actually helps him fill rooms, how unique experience create organic word of mouth, and the power of referrals done the right way, and why loving the room, truly loving the people you invite, changes the game. This isn't just about funnels. It's about creating something so meaningful that people want to talk about it. And I can speak to that from personal experience, having attended multiple of his live events and wanting to go back as a participant. So as you listen, ask yourself, is my event memorable? Is it shareable? Would I like my closest friends to experience? So let's go ahead and bring on Mr. Yannick Silver for our next segment here in the series.
So I've been running events for quite a long time. I don't know, 25 years, probably at least. One of the things that really helped me fill rooms when I was filling bigger rooms was going the opposite direction. And so I ran something called the Underground Seminar for about 10 years. It was all about bringing in. So at that point, and probably still really, it was like pretty much the same speakers you would see over and over again. And what we did was, I like going the opposite. I learned this very early on from Earl Nightingale. If you don't know what you're doing, just go the opposite of most people. You're going to be a success. And so this idea of the opposite was like, let's bring in unknown speakers. They're not professionals. They're not highly trained, but they're doing incredibly well online. And that's where the underground was born. And then that could have been it, but then really like playing with a theme. So I love that for the experience. It's going to help you fill the room because it's a unique experience. And then what I've also found, so before this was even a thing, we spent probably about $50,000 on stage design to make the stage incredible and to really make it playful, make it fun. We had people like Gary Vaynerchuk there. We had Tim Ferriss before he was Tim Ferriss. He wasn't even speaking. He had a backpack full of books of a 4-hour work week because it was the right room to be in to go deliver those books. And what I really loved about that is when you create a unique experience, you actually create the sandbox that people remember, and then your reputation precedes you. So many times there'll be deals or things that come out of it, and people are like, oh, it was because of Underground or because of this thing. And it was because of it going above and beyond just being an event. The other thing, what I've really realized was if I'm not having fun, if it's not exciting for me, if I'm not passionate about it, the people aren't going to come. And for a while, I could get away with like 85%, 90%. But the more and more intentionality I have, the more I'm like, no, it has to be 100%. And so when I've just continued to find time to tune back into my energy of like, what would be freaking fun to invite my best friends to? That's the energy that I want. And it really is like my best friends. Like, that's who I want in the room. That's who I want to play with. I always say, I just want to play with people I love and let's work on ideas that can make an impact in the world. And the more we get there, the better it is, the easier it is to fill. The other thing that we've used incredibly well is referrals, like word of mouth. It's just really, really simple. We all know this, but just asking in the right way. So if I'm having a conversation about Necker or anything else, it's just like, hey, who else do you know that's another amazing person? Because I know you know other great people. And just being quiet for a second. It's so simple. I mean, it honestly is so simple. You also want to nudge them. Like, who else do you know around these particular things? Like, they're a spiritually oriented entrepreneur, they're on their growth path, they care about impact, they want to make a difference in the world. If you got stuck in an elevator with them for 3 hours, you'd be like, that's an amazing person. I want to spend a week with them on Necker or wherever it is. And so they're like, oh, yeah, here's the person. And I'm a big believer. So we have a few partners. I've done a lot with affiliates over the years where I've had 40,000 affiliates. I've done a lot with just a handful of partners. So I also like activating quote unquote regular people, like I'm saying, these referrals. And I don't typically want to just give them money. I think that's a little bit too transactional. For partners, we'll do that. But for someone else, like we just had one of our members refer, I think she referred two or three people to come to Necker. And what we did, she's an underwater photographer. So she loves this. So the reward that we gave her was the referral gift. We said, acknowledged her and shared, and then also said, hey, we're going to do something above and beyond. And we showed her a picture of the Necker Island gift shop with a blank wall. And she's like, what is this? And then it kind of dawned on her. She's like, oh, it's the gift shop. Oh, it's a gift shop on Necker. And they're like, yeah. And we secured a spot for you to post your art there, and it's going to be for sale there. And the overwhelming amount of just goodwill, because it wasn't fake. It wasn't like, here, let's give you a same sort of gift that we're going to give everyone. You have to go above and beyond. And so I love that kind of stuff. I also love, like, how do we force people to talk about you in a very organic way? And so I love these artifacts where, so a lot of times we'll have moments of just high, transformative, elevated experiences. And we want to create an artifact for them that they're going to want to talk about. So we did this amazing, Alex and Jen came and they did their vision amplifier breath work. It was really incredible. And then the next year, I had another friend of mine who does a really incredible breath work as well. And then we decided to up the game where we had it on the beach. And so we incorporated into his breath work this visualization of having a bottle wash up on shore. And the bottle had inside of it a message for you about your greatest work and your greatest purpose. So then, as they came out of their breath work, there was a bottle placed there on the shore or in front of them on the sand. And then you're in that elevated state. So you're going to write in that message in a bottle. So I love physical things that connect you back to the experience. And then you have to share about them. And not everyone's going to share about them, but we also do things that are wearables like bracelets. This is something really powerful we sent out to people at one point. This is part of my art. And it came from actually a meditation I had at sunrise. And just this came to me. And so we gave that out as a gift to people afterwards. So sometimes we give gifts as they're leaving, sometimes we give them to them afterwards. But it's really designed to create conversations, create ways of people talking about it. And I think we could be even more intentional about, hey, share this or whatever. But I love the organic nature. And we have a lot of people that just share it. And it's not a marketing tactic, it's just purely organic. So adding more of these artifacts, I think, are a big one. And loving, like, just loving on people a bit more on your experiences is going to get the right people in there.
All right, let's land this airplane. What you heard were very different voices from different event leaders with different styles, but there's a common thread that runs through all of them. High profit events don't fill by accident. They fill because the journey is designed intentionally, the leader is clear on his action plan, and the experience is worth talking about. Tiamo showed us the power of timeline and sequencing, removing stress by designing momentum early. Alexander Ford reminded us that events still work when you respect the fundamentals: leadership, volume, access, disciplined follow-up. And Yannick brought us back to something deeper, that people don't just attend events, they attend experience they want to be part of. communities that they want to be part of. And that's exactly why we created this podcast, to be able to share those practices with others. This is not about a pitch room, not a theory. It's about a working room of event leaders and a community of event leaders who care about impact and profit. So if today's episode resonated with you, or any episode within the series resonated with you, I invite you to do a couple things. One, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and also share the episode with someone you think could find value from this episode. Second, if you are leading a live event in the near future and you want to have some support in either designing, filling, or selling at your live event, your high ticket or mastermind and coaching program, whether that's virtual or in person, come over to the show notes and check out our website, thevirtualeventsalesteam.com. Click on there. You can learn a little bit more about our agency called Wingman and how we support event leaders in potentially doubling or even tripling the revenue at their live events with the back of the room sales team. We can have a discussion there and share with you our blueprint exactly how that works. Events are still one of the most powerful business levers available when they're done the right way, especially here in the age of AI. It was great to be with you here today, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode of our podcast. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab, and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.